So I lost my voice. It is slowly coming back, but I had laryngitis and man, I gotta tell you, that really sucked. And it still really sucks because I'm like coughing every 5 minutes. I have all this like phlegm and stuff coming out of my throat and it's really gross, but it's a little bit ironic because I'm a podcaster and I talk all the time. Like my voice is literally the core of what I do, right? It's how I communicate with my family. It's how I show up. It's how I connect. It's how I build trust with you right here on this podcast week after week. And so when I couldn't use it, when I realized that, oh my gosh, I might not actually be able to record an episode coming up because I'm still not fully caught up yet from the madness of the summer, I'm like, oh my gosh. It really shifted the way that I think about podcasting and business as a whole, especially the world that we're living in right now, right? With all of this AI and technology. And don't get me wrong, I use AI every single day in my life and in my business, and I'm a huge fan of it. I love using it as a tool, especially for ideation and getting thoughts out there and going. But what I've come to find is that we as humans, as moms, as business owners, we are craving that personal, intimate connection. Now, this reminds me of when I first started podcasting. I almost purchased a course, a very, very popular course. And the sole reason why I didn't purchase this course was because I would have had zero access to the creator of it. Like, I didn't want to go through a course by myself. And don't get me wrong, sometimes I do love being self-paced and doing things on my own. But for this specifically, I really wanted some handholding. I really wanted somebody to walk me through it and give me feedback. And I would not have gotten that if I would have purchased that course. So it just made me think that, like, our voice, our personality, your voice, right, is the most intimate part of your brand, right? Because when somebody hears your voice, it's not like reading a post or watching a reel or even watching a YouTube video. And I love YouTube. It is so fun being on that platform, but it's different, right? Podcasting, it's personal, it's emotional, it's raw, it's real. They hear your pauses, they hear your energy, your laughter, even your uncertainty. And that's what creates connection. You can say all the right words in a caption, you can say all the right words in a perfect curated YouTube video. And trust me, all of my YouTube videos are perfectly curated. But your voice, that is what makes people believe you. So if you're ready today to talk about how your voice builds trust, how it creates connection and actually converts to clients, this episode is for you. You are in the right place. You're listening to the Moms Who Podcast Show because you want to launch, grow, and make sales from a podcast that fits your life and your business, not one that's built on chasing ads, downloads, or sponsorships. And I'm your host, Pamela Krista. I'm a wife, I'm a mom of five, and I'm a podcast manager and a podcast strategist, and I help women build podcasts that turn listeners into clients one episode at a time. Let's dive in. Before we jump in, have you joined my free Moms Who Podcast community over on School? Because if you haven't, it is where I share behind-the-scenes trainings, resources, and extra lessons to help you take what you hear on the show even deeper. You'll be meeting other moms building podcasts, juggling business and family life, and figuring it out together. Head over to school.com/podcasters or just tap that link in the show notes and come and join us. All right, my friends, so I want you to think about your favorite podcast. Why do you keep showing up for that host, for that show? It's not just the topic. Trust me. It's their tone. It's their energy. It's the way that they make you feel like they're talking directly to you. Or maybe it's a combination of the topic and what the actual episode does for you. What box does it check off for you? And so that's what your listeners feel when they hear you too. They start trusting you, not just because you're perfect or you're polished, but because you're real. You sound human. And that's what creates that subconscious sense of safety and familiarity. That trust becomes the foundation of every single sale, collaboration, or opportunity that follows. And going back to the human part, I don't know about you, but I know that AI is getting really, really good. And I saw a video the other day. There's some videos that I see and I'm like, oh my gosh, like I kind of can't even tell. And it's so not good. It's not good. I do think that we're probably not far off from, you know, podcast episodes that are completely curated by AI. And I feel like I can pretty much tell by hearing something like a podcast, if it's AI, the videos are getting better and better and better. But I feel like us as humans, we're always going to have the advantage of doing real videos and using our real voice. That's just my personal opinion. The next thing is your voice creates connection. So I have said this so many times on the show, but podcasting is the most intimate way to connect with your ideal clients, with your ideal people, your ideal audience, whatever you want to call them, because it's literally in your listeners' ears. They are folding laundry. They're driving to work. They're walking their kids to school. They're driving their kids to school. They're in the pickup line. And you're right there with them. And they are taking the time to make a choice to listen to you while they are doing something. And so I always like to stop here and pause and say, if you're still listening, thank you so much, because it is because of you that I'm still doing this show week after week. The podcast just hit 12,000 downloads, and I'm going to do a episode about that. But it's crazy to me, because I knew when I started this podcast that I was going to be a long way before I hit this number, right? I'm coming up on year three on this podcast. So it took me 3 years to get 12,000 downloads on this podcast. And to some of you listening, that might sound like a ton. And it is. I'm so obsessed. I love that number. I'm very, very excited. And then to some, I highly doubt anybody who's listening to this is like, oh my gosh, that number is so tiny. Like, I really don't think that the people who think that are listening to this show. But, you know, there are podcasts out there who are hitting 12,000 downloads after a few weeks of launching or after a year of podcasting. It took me 3 years to get to 12,000 downloads. And honestly, there are months that I don't even check my analytics anymore. Like, I look at it occasionally. I do look at it a few times a week. Of course, it's like it's an adrenaline booster for me to look at my analytics, but that's all it is. It's just vanity metrics. At the end of the day, it doesn't matter. And the reason why I love Captivate as my podcast host is because it tells me if I'm up or if I'm down for the week, for the month, for the last 3 months. And so I'm looking at my analytics right now, and here's what it says. In the last 70 days, my show has grown 70%. In the last 28 days, my show has grown 48%. But in the last 90 days, my show is actually down 33%. But that's okay. It's okay. As long as I see consistent growth, I'm good. And I really wish everybody had that mindset. I really want to shift what people think about downloads. All right, I got a little sidetracked. But podcasting creates a different kind of bond, right? So these people who are hitting play on your show, which is what makes those download numbers go up, by the way, they're choosing you, they're choosing your show, and they start thinking of you as a friend, somebody who gets them. And then people feel seen. And when people feel seen and understood, they don't just listen to you, they lean in. Because your podcast is a relationship builder. And I've heard people say this before, and I've heard people actually not sell on their podcast because of this reason. Because people know that podcasting is a relationship builder. It is there to, its existence is to nurture and create that connection and relationship with your listener. However, if you do it correctly, it's so much more than that, because yes, it's a great relationship builder. The number one way, in fact, I feel that you can build a relationship with your clients, with your ideal listeners. However, it's also a really, really cool marketing tool when you use it in the right way. So it's not just a marketing tool and it's not just a relationship builder. These things coexist together with that connection that your podcast brings to your listener. And ultimately, It's how people connect to you as the person, as the human, as the face behind the brand, not just what you sell. And so here's the thing that most people don't realize is that sales, they don't happen from talking at people. Sales happen from talking with people. So when you're speaking directly with your dream podcast listener, which I'm excited to talk more about on the podcast, not reading a script, not performing, but just being you, people feel that. And then they start thinking, wow, she really gets me. And then when people feel seen, they start taking that action. So your voice, it doesn't just create awareness, it actually converts because your listener already trusts you. But here's the thing, I've seen this as well. It's only going to convert if you talk about what you offer. It's only going to convert if you have links in your show notes that take them to what you're offering. It's only going to convert if you actually talk about what you do, if you talk about what you actually sell. Because if you just have a podcast and you have a business and they're in some type of alignment and you're not talking about it at all because you're scared, because you're like, well, who would buy it? Who's going to listen to me? Oh, I don't know if anybody would, you know, work with me. I don't really know, you know, I don't know how to make it all connect. And you don't help your listeners understand how they can convert if you don't tell them what the next step is, then they're not going to take that. So there's so many different layers to this because you can have the most amazing relationship building podcast around town. But if those people don't know how they can go deeper with you, they don't know the transformation that you actually provide, it's going to be really, really hard for them to convert. So please just keep that in mind. And if you haven't already, subscribe to my YouTube channel. Follow this podcast because I'm going to be going deep into all of these things, all of these points that I'm touching on. But again, your voice doesn't create awareness. It also converts, right? And so it converts because your listener already trusts you. They already feel connected to you. And so when you share your offer, it doesn't even feel like selling. It feels like helping. And that's what your voice and your podcast should do. It should feel like the next natural evolution to taking that next step. And that is the heartbeat of my new group coaching program, the Podcast to Clients Experience. Because it's not just about launching your show and it's not just about growing your downloads. It's about helping your listener take that next step from simply tuning in to actually investing your offers. It's about building a business and a podcast strategically without losing the intimacy of what actually makes a podcast work in the first place. And it's not about chasing download numbers. It's not about chasing sponsorships either, or paid ads, or trends for that matter. It's about you've created something. You're good at something. You have a skill. You have a business. You also either have a podcast or you want to grow your show. But what does growth really mean? We're going to dive into that too. What does growth actually mean when it comes to your podcast? And I've said this before. I'm going to say it again. Would you rather have 20 people listen to your show in 1 month? We'll just say 1 month. And have two people spend thousands of dollars to work with you? Or would you rather have 500 listens in 1 month and have zero people buy from you because you're too broad and because you're not using your transformation in your episodes? And what that means is sometimes, most of the time, we have to hone in and we have to own our space. That is a module, a part of one of the steps in the Podcast to Clients Experience. Because if we don't own our space, we are going to attract everybody. And we simply just don't want to do that. And I know that you probably don't want to hear that. I didn't want to hear that either for the longest time. So it's about owning your space. It's about building trust with your dream podcast listener, creating connection through your message, and then turning that connection into clients naturally and intentionally. So whether you're launching your show, auditing your content, which I highly recommend, by the way, if you have a show, or finally, setting up your systems so that you can show up consistently, I want you to remember that your voice is the strategy. Your authenticity is the sales tool. And your consistency of owning your space is the system that carries it all. So if you take anything away from today's episode, let it be this. Your voice, it doesn't have to sound perfect to be powerful. It just has to sound like you. Because when you show up with your full, honest voice, the right people, they're going to listen. They're going to trust you. They're going to connect with you. And eventually, they're going to buy from you. And that's what we want, right? Friend, I had the most best time recording this episode for you. Again, even though my voice isn't at 100% yet, I appreciate you so much. If you haven't already, I would love it if you would leave a review. I don't think I've gotten a review in like 3 months and it makes me so sad, but it's okay. I cherish every single review that comes through. I look at every single review that comes through. You are the heartbeat of this podcast. You are the reason why I do what I do. I love showing up here behind the mic for you every single week. And it would be so awesome if you could give me a review. Thank you so much again. I appreciate you being here. I hope you have the most beautiful week, and I will talk to you in the next episode. Bye.